From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Libya's leader Muammar Gaddafi is dismissing the UN Security Council vote authorizing military action against his forces, and he's warning people in the rebel stronghold of Benghazi that anyone not loyal to him will be rooted out house by house. Gaddafi's forces have reportedly shelled the rebel-held town of Misrata today, killing four people and wounding dozens of others. Libya's deputy ambassador to the UN, Ibrahim Dabashi, who now supports the opposition, says he's grateful for the Security Council vote.
It is a clear message to the Libyan people that they are not alone, that the international community is with them, and they are going to help them to protect themselves.
NPR's Scott Horsley says President Obama has spoken by phone with the leaders of Britain and France about how to put the Security Council resolution into action.
The Security Council resolution authorizes international troops to enforce a no-fly zone in Libya and to take other steps to protect civilians targeted by the Gaddafi regime. It also tightens sanctions on the Libyan leader. The Obama administration says Gaddafi has lost all legitimacy and should step down. UN Ambassador Susan Rice says the administration is pleased with the Security Council's action, calling it an answer to the Libyan people's cry for help. Rice declined to answer a question about what, if any, forces the U.S. would commit to the Libyan effort. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
Authorities in Japan are stepping up efforts to cool down the badly damaged nuclear power complex. Large fire trucks set to resume spraying water toward the pools where spent nuclear fuel rods are stored. Japan's chief cabinet secretary, Yukio Edeno, speaking through an interpreter, says there's some evidence that water may be reaching its target.
At this point in time, I do not have any definitive information to share with you, but we observed a vapor after the water was charged in, and so we believe that the water did reach the pool.
Edeno says work crews are also racing to restore electricity to the complex, which could help power up any cooling equipment that might still be functional. Japan's Nuclear Safety Agency has raised the severity level of the crisis from 4 to 5 on a 7-level scale. That's equivalent to the Three Mile Island incident. It was 1 week ago today that the earthquake and tsunami hit Japan. A moment of silence was observed today. NPR's Russell Lewis says life in Tokyo is far from normal.
Tokyo is a city well known for its work ethic, but for another day, company owners told some employees to stay home to conserve electricity. Power officials have ordered rolling blackouts. The commuter rail lines still aren't operating at normal levels. Gas stations have begun to ration fuel, leading to long lines. Americans and Europeans have flocked to the airports. They're concerned about the possibility of spreading radiation from the country's nuclear power plants, which were damaged by the earthquake and tsunami. Russell Lewis, NPR News, Tokyo.
This is NPR News from Washington. An ousted former president of Haiti, Jean-Bertrand Aristide, is en route back to that country from South Africa. He's been in exile for 7 years, but he remains popular in the Caribbean nation. And word of his coming return touched off celebrations on the streets of Port-au-Prince. The Obama administration had been trying to keep Aristide from returning until after this weekend's presidential election over concern that he could destabilize the election process. Arizona's state Senate has rejected several measures that would have had a far-reaching impact on the state's controversial immigration policies. Mark Moran of member station KJZZ reports the five bills were designed to tighten immigration rules.
Each of the bills was designed to create more stringent rules governing illegal immigration in Arizona. One would have asked the Supreme Court to help decide whether birthplace decides citizenship. The other four would have banned illegal immigrants from state universities, made it a crime for an illegal immigrant to drive a car in Arizona, required local school districts to check the citizenship status of its students, and required hospitals to check the legal status of its patients. Supporters of the measures, including Russell Pierce, who has authored other controversial immigration legislation, expressed dismay. Opponents call the bills morally reprehensible and claimed their passage would have violated existing state and federal law. For NPR News, I'm Mark Moran in Phoenix.
A Croatian woman is being held without bond in a small town in Kentucky after being accused of war crimes 2 decades ago in the former Yugoslavia. Prosecutors say she killed a prisoner and tortured others by forcing them to drink human blood and gasoline. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News, in Washington.
Support for